2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the 13th verse, is our scripture for today. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
O Lord, I humble myself in your presence today and I praise your holy name. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit working in my life. It is such a blessing to be transformed into the image of Jesus. Refresh me today, Father, and teach me to do your will. Amen.
Today, think about it. Are you being transformed in your character? Because if you can feel that transformation of your character, that's the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. But if you can't, something's wrong. Do you feel any different? Each day you should grow closer to the Lord. Each day you should want to work for Him more. Each day your heart should just throb to tell someone of Jesus. That, my friends, is a sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. It's not sitting in your pew. It's not singing in the choir. It's not giving your tithe. It's that deep down feeling in your heart of the need to tell someone of your love for that Savior, Jesus.
Today's action. Take some time today and make a list of your old character traits that have been transformed into the characteristics of Jesus. Today's treasure is found in the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 20. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord and refresh my heart in the Lord. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say.
My friends, you want revival in your life? Jesus tells us, if we are faithful with little, we will be given much. How faithful are you with what God's given you? Step out. Step out today and trust Him with the little bit He's given you, and He'll give you so much more. You can't get revival if you can't even trust God with what you've got right now. Step out, give it away, share it, and you'll know what the transforming of your character by the sanctifying of the Holy Spirit is.